Well, good morning, Randy.
Hey, good morning, bud.
It's November 9th, 2023, and this is the News You Can Use podcast.
Everybody's been waiting for another episode.
I know.
Well, with they should be, because we actually got some things to make you guys some money.
Yes. Four or five things, I think, right?
Yep. If you listen, you will make money.
We are going to start on our P3 site. We've got a couple things there we want to talk about. Randy, why don't you talk about the Ready to Go that we had, and now we have again.
That's right. We lost it. For those that you remember, once upon a time there was a thing, Ready to Go. It's finally back. And so it's under the menu tanks, and then tankless. You know, it's right under that menu, Ready to Go. So these are tanks that we have for inventory that are, as the name implies, you can get it today. And so we're intentionally making some inventory tanks now. In the past, it was only really a collection of tanks that were from quality control rejects. And so those are still there. So those are often cosmetic defects. But in exchange for maybe dealing with a bump or a spot on the tank, you can actually still have a tank today. And maybe that could be a temporary tank or something to introduce somebody to an info and then sell them another one later, etc. But we also have Marshall intentional inventory as part of Ready to Go now.
So in that Ready to Go, we will eventually, I know they're working on it right now, we'll have comments for each of the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, drawings based on the if there's a fitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the pricing, which will be the actual price of the tank with the discount already in it.
That's right. And all those instructions are spelled out on the page, but the price you see there is your net price.
Okay. And that, so you can check it out today, and it'll just get better.
That's right, and you'll be ready to go.
So let's stay on P3. I want to talk about something that we've been dealing with over the past couple years. We've got it kind of cleaned up, but it's our whole field service department and how that functions, but not so much, you know, for them going out and doing repairs or that kind of stuff, but how we keep them organized and how our distributors, you, our partners, are able to contact field service if you have an issue.
Correct. Yeah, what we're asking you guys to do is help us out by going to P3, and if you have either a field service incident you need looked at, or even if you want a quote on a paid call, go to the send menu and you'll find a choice there for field incidents. That's what we're asking you to go to instead of calling your frontline person or calling somebody on our field service team. Please go and start it there. And I'll tell you why. This actually initiates a process where that entry goes right onto a shared spreadsheet that several people look at. Then some of the people involved prepare the documents and drawings and the pictures and get it all prepped up for some of the field service specialists to look at. So your experience goes much better when you go through this process because it's going through the correct funnels.
Right.
If you don't go this way, some things get skipped. And one of those nice things that happen is you get a call and somebody tells you what the next step is. And then if there's anything we need to keep track of, it's on our to-do list. But I've seen a number of these, Marshall, happening where people will just contact somebody else, and then later in the process it gets forgotten, a step that was supposed to be returned to. But if it goes into this form, the proper administrators watch over it and make everything's done from beginning to end. And also we check back with you to make sure you're satisfied before we take it off the list.
Yeah.
All these little extras happen by getting it in that form, and it doesn't happen if you don't.
So, again, that's on P3, and we highly suggest using that and not calling anybody in the field service group because that just confuses things, right? So let's get away from P3 for a minute now, and I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's trade shows.
You're the master.
If we go to our website, polyprocessing.com, and we have shows that we're attending. Right now, we have a list on there, about 11 of them. Obviously, WEFTEC 2024 is a big one, and then we've got some local and regional ones on there. But so I want everyone to take a look at the trade shows that are on there. And if we're missing some, if you're attending a trade show on behalf of Poly, or if we're going to join you and we're missing it, please send me an email at marketing@polyprocessing.com. And let me know that we're missing a trade show. Give me the information, and I'll get that hooked up because we want to advertise those trade shows and let people know which ones we're attending. And if you notice on the trade shows we're attending on our website, each one has a hyperlink to get you more information on that trade show. It takes you to their website, the trade show website. So, speaking of trade shows, we've got something else coming up.
Now, this is the one we've been saving. This one you guys are going to like.
This is one we had before, and now we have again, too. But this is
this time more successful.
Yeah, we're going to be working. Randy, you want to talk a little bit about it?
Well, it's only been 10 years in the making. Now, guys, we're excited to let you know that we have a true sales demo rental library. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah.
You know? And it's basically we have like a collection of good stuff that we can ship to you to borrow and then send back. And this includes anything from like info cutouts and fitting boards, little 3D models of tanks. But even more exciting is complete setups for your own local regional trade shows.
Right.
And you can talk. We've got a whole room set up.
We've got one 10x10 pop-up background. For a booth that comes with a little, like a literature stand with our logo, Poly logo on it. We've got three or four of the pop-up banners, which are the 3-foot by 7-foot banners that you just pop up like the old movie projector screens. And then we've got three or four right now tablecloths with our logo on it that go over the tables. So if you're doing a table show, tabletop show, we've got the logo for that. And then the other thing we have that we don't inventory because we're constantly changing things as the literature or our marketing collateral.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to send that to you. We basically will order that for that show specifically so that we know what kind of, you know, logos we need to put on it. If we're combining with you as a partner and you want your logo or some information on it, we'll custom make those pieces. We'll get them ordered at Signs 365, and you'll have them in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can do that on the run. So
right. And even if you guys have ideas of things you would like us to put in the library, please let us know. But we'll be bringing you some pictures and a gallery of stuff like that on PT very soon so that you can kind of look through. And how do they get a hold of, if they're interested in going forward with this, Marshall, or investigating what their options are?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at marketing@polyprocessing.com. Or if you need a phone number, call me on my cell phone at 209-483-5411. And I've got a list of all that we have in inventory at this point. We're just going to get some photos and put together and things like that.
Yeah, so get with your marketing people locally and then check out what we have to offer.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about our blogs. And that is, you know, we're doing a blog a week. Obviously, the goal is to get the knowledge base out to our customers and to give you some reference points as well. We've had some good success with some of our customers and our partners sending us blog ideas and topics. And so we've answered some of those already and written some. And so I wanted to give a couple ideas of what we've already done. One of them is receiving a polyethylene tank at your site. That's going to be published next week. The industry-leading weatherproof storage tanks for de-icing. So one of our competitors put together a little blog, I guess, on their industry-leading or their weatherproof storage tanks for de-icing, which are basically cross-link tanks outdoors. So we're gonna rewrite that our blog a little bit to add a couple things to counter what they had to say about that. We're going to put a blog together here the next month on threaded connections. I know that sounds kind of boring, but we don't do things that we don't need. And people have asked the question, what kind of Teflon tape to use for threaded connections, yada, yada, yada. So we're going to do a little bit on that one and maybe include, you know, in that a little bit about sizing your overflow as well, right? So those are a few of the topics that have popped up and will be done here. But go to polyprocessing.com and look at our blogs and see what we've got on there. We have almost 300 different blogs. And if you see topics that you think would be interesting or would help us sell something, let us know.
Right. And, you know, the thing I always like to hear in there mentioned is that those blogs are your friends when you want to sell something and do a little follow-up piece. Little selling tip 102 is that you have a conversation with somebody about a project you're trying to move forward. You need a excuse to kind of touch base, you know, maybe a week later and remind them. Send one of the blogs that's related to your project. If, you know, your project has heat tracing on it, look for all the different heat tracing blogs and send one. Say, hey, just was thinking about you on the quote we sent last week. Take a look at this and send them that link. So they're really good for selling support, Marshall. You know, the blogs are there to bring people to our website, But it's great for you as a salesperson to actually have as a little tickler reminder, you know, several days later after a quote, just send them a link, and it is a way of touching base.
Well, I agree, Randy. And so we're going to sign off for this News You Can Use, this edition. Randy, you have anything to say?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.